At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you. And we've talked about our weekend and all the fun bets that we made. Emiliano Grillo, great story, winning the Schwab, and now we get to look ahead to the Memorial. Any kind of early indications there as far as things that you're looking at there, Joe? Have you had a chance to look at the Memorial?
Not yet. Did anybody have that? I feel like Paul mentions Griot every time we talk golf. Did anybody have anything?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for
you
paying attention.
Outright? Yeah, I gave
you it out the show.
I did. I don't remember a week ago which golf outright you gave out.
Yeah. It didn't feel as much like a win just because the whole – like it was me – I was having flashbacks to Mito last year. Like just like terrible tee shot in 18 – ends up going to a playoff. I played the other side. Once it got to a playoff, just I was like, well, I have to make something off of this. So it felt, you know, a little bit of the thrill gone. But I'm not going to take back an 90-1.
When it made the rundown, I'm like, oh, Paul must have had him. Oh, yeah. Paul usually does give him out.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's the first time I've ever had him out. But, yeah.
Really?
Thanks.
But maybe matchup.
Victory
you know
lap
what?
Tuesday.
Yeah, I do think like that course and Augusta, like top of the list as far as course history goes. Like that's the guy who just had really good course history there at a monster number.
I may have mentioned that too. Maybe not as an outright, but just in terms of course history. Like at some point, if he's going to break through, then it would be there. And I'm so mad because like I had a DFS lineup where 5 of 6 guys made the cut. And the one who didn't was Jordan Spieth, the one who I kept pounding the table for as far as, you know, winning outright because he always finishes in the top 10. And a top 10 finish is plus money. And I thought, oh, this is perfect. And he fails to make the cut at Colonial. Might be his favorite course.
Right.
So mad. If we had BetQL court today, then he would have been imprisoned, as far as I'm concerned, for a long time. Lock him up, throw away the key. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for nothing.
So we did have BetQL.
Well, what about
today. What's that?
Oh yeah, we all forgot. It's Tuesday,
so
man.
We do have BetQL court today.
It's fair.
Yeah. Oh, we'll find time for it. Yeah. After that kind of lackluster performance, when 5 of 6 guys make the cut, and I'm, you know, staring down contention for making a couple of bucks, and then Jordan Spieth is the one who keeps me from doing it. It ain't right. It ain't right at all. Fairly light card for me today as far as lightning bets are concerned, just because, you know, we're at that time of year where it's baseball and not a lot else. You know, even when I was looking at some French Open bets, like, you know, we're still early enough in the tournament. We're going after some of the favorites. Like, you're not going to find great numbers. So I'm probably going to wait as far as those individual matches are concerned. But as far as baseball for tonight, Rangers money line at -130 with Martin Perez. I know his history against the Tigers isn't just perfect, but definitely I think this is a good spot to tail him. So I feel good about that. And then, you know, for my other two bets, I'm looking at this approach where, yes, you've got some pitchers with some great performances and you can succumb to recency bias, whether it's Alcantara from last year and his Cy Young run, or Zach Gallen with a fantastic start to this season. But I wonder if there's some opportunities to fade them, not necessarily in obvious ways, but to look at some of the better hitters from the opposition and see if they can get on base and do some damage. And so for that, I like Fernando Tatis Jr. over 1.5 bases at plus 120. And Chris Bryant over 1.5 bases at plus 130. Two good hitters, both can get on base fairly well. And I think these may be good opportunities for them to do well and then to fade pitchers who have had good history. But, maybe they're a tad overrated, but it's hard to find some efficiency there, Joe.
All right, very good. Aaron's probably all in on Zach Greinke because his road ERA is 666. Man. that brought me back to a moment. I don't know. There are certain things that just stick with you. It's like 25 years ago. I forgot where I was. I had to show my ID for some reason, dumb reason. At that point, it had my social security number on the ID. And then the clerk is like looking at it. She's like, oh, it's like, what? She's like, your social security number. It's like, yeah, what about it? The middle three numbers in my social security number, I never even realized this, 666.
So if I want to steal your identity, out. Joe.
Freaked me out for a long period of time.
Third of the way there.
Oh, man.
Oh my God.
Bad
what
energy.
Does this mean? Yeah. I was like, and it just stuck with me. Like she was all tatted up.
I feel like, am I going to be broke? What's going to happen to my bank account?
666. It's like, oh no. Never knew. Never even realized because the middle numbers, you have the dash. So there's that separation. So I didn't realize it was 666. Anyways, that's what I was
What are the other here. Numbers, Joe?
Greinke's number. Rays money line. Rays money line -1.5. I was not impressed with his first performance of the year in Kyle Hendricks. And you get McClanahan on the other side. The Rays were shut out yesterday. I don't think that's going to happen again. Rays -109 on the run line. And you know what? Gonsolin should not be -300. I'm sorry. With his XFIP, not expected area, his XFIP north of 5. I know he has great numbers and he's a Dodger and that offense to support him and all that. But you know what? I'm going to back the Nationals. Plus 280 on the money line against the Dodgers.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, I was looking at because Dream likes a lot of Rays plays as well. So we'll probably have some baseball plays. But for now, I'm sticking with NBA. Some early bets, if you will, for the NBA finals. How can you not do a Jokic triple double? It's -105. I mean, it's well rested. He's at home. It's game one. So I'll be on a Jokic triple double. I also was looking at his threes, so I'm going to bet over 1.5 threes at plus 150. If you look at him in the playoffs, I mean, 3-for-6 last game, 2-for-5 the game before that. In game 2, he was 0-for-3, and then 3-for-3 in game 1 against the Lakers. So he does actually take some threes. It's kind of fun to watch when he does hit them. So it's a fun little bet that I'm going to be on as well. And that's it. Just two Jokic plays for the NBA on this Tuesday.
All right. I will stick to baseball, it looks like. I'm with you on the Rays, Joe. I'm also going to take a shot on McClanahan. 10-plus Ks. Cubs are 8th in K rate. So that is plus 470 at 10-plus Ks. He's touched that number a few times this year in the 9-10 range. Also going to go with fade Kyle Freeland. Going to go with the Diamondbacks team total over 5. That's at minus 114. Then Jose Ramirez, really good history against Kyle Gibson. So I'm going to go with 3-plus total bases at plus 210.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Michael St. Vincent, what you got?
Jake!
I was waiting for it. I'm going to go Rays. Team total over 4.5. Kyle Hendricks looked terrible in his first start back. Don't see that getting much better against a great Rays offense. I'm going to go first 5 under 4.5 in Twins and Astros. Back my boy Joe Ryan. Bielik's on the other side, a rookie for the Astros. He's been okay, but also the Twins offense has been terrible since the start of May. 20th in slugging and 15th in weighted runs created plus. So I'll go first 5 under 4.5 there. Over 9 in White Sox and Angels. It's really warm here, and it's Giolito and Anderson. Yuck. That's it. Over 7 in Yankees and Mariners. Gilbert's been up and down all year. Cortez has been terrible. I think 7's way too low for both these pitchers, especially given that the Yankees offense has been like top 3 in the last 4 weeks. So like over 7 there. And then on this Tuesday, the Jake Hassan just for funsies home run play of the day. Jared Walsh, 8-1. He just got back from injury. He has not hit one this year, but goes against Giolito, has a homer against Giolito in his career, and an 892 OPS in his career against the White Sox. On this Tuesday, we're going Jared Walsh.
Hashtag narrative. I like it.
Hashtag narrative.
Yeah, exactly. I will be as opaque as possible about one other thing that happened over the weekend, because I don't want to give away spoilers in case people haven't caught up to the ending of Succession. There was a conspiracy theory floating around the social media that basically said, okay, if you look at character names really carefully and do a little research, you will figure out who becomes the next CEO. And as it turns out, the theory that was posited, even though it was debunked by some of the show creators, it turns out that this person who put out the conspiracy theory put out the correct answer. And so it kind of took away from the value of watching it at the end, because this theory was out there, and in the back of my head, I'm thinking, wow, this kind of makes sense. And it turned out that way.
Stop.
Fascinating Stop. Stuff.
People are going to get so angry. I was very worried that you're going to give away just a little bit too much, and I was going to be mad.
Well, I'm annoyed that he said the whole Greg thing on the last show, because I didn't realize you still don't know who becomes the CEO till the end of the fourth season. Apparently, still the ongoing theme. So that was really
Aaron's funny. On season 2.
Really need to,
for people.
Yeah.
So people.
Every
know.
Time right. people talk about this show, all that I ever get is that I'm never ever going to watch this show. It sounds terrible.
It's You've never watched
it.
I think it's very mid show. And overrated for sure. It it's moves a good, slow.
I am. it's a good show. It's a good show, but
it's a good show.
People talk about it like it's the best.
I basically like know what's going on just from Twitter because I have not tried to avoid spoilers at all because, again, I'm never going to watch it. It just seems like nothing happened. Like, I don't know. I mean, and it's probably just not for me. It's probably just not something that, like, my roommate was super into it and he was like locked in for the last few years and he like loved it. And then just like, he seemed like the finale happened. He was just like, okay, well, it's just going to go on with life. Like what? It's like, I don't know. It's just probably not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. If you're looking for some, yeah. If you're looking for some shock and awe or whatever, by the way, Aaron, why did you not know that Kieran Culkin was Macaulay Culkin's brother?
I never looked up his name.
She didn't know his name.
He didn't look.
Also, I cut my hair. Thanks like for noticing, guys.
I just didn't put it together. No.
I do remember early on in the show when I was like, oh, yeah, that's his brother. Okay. I think you owned them. You knew right away. I never look up actors.
Yeah, it looks similar.
I don't care.
I don't watch.
Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. For those listening, next up is Jim Rome. For those watching on Twitch and YouTube, stay tuned for the Daily Tip. Take care, everybody.
Hey, it's...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.